So your family were on the sort of the original properties, and how long did they keep those properties?
They kept those until the late 1950s. I don't know exactly what happened about the Ann Street property or how it was disposed of, but the Sydenham property was subdivided at the end of the 1950s. Dad and his brothers had been wanting to get out of market gardening for a while and go broadacre farming, and Dad started to acquire some property down in the southeast, and they sort of planned a gradual move. So the younger two moved down there first, and Dad's family was the last one to stay up here and see that subdivision through. And I think while that land, after it was subdivided, Dad either worked for other people or sort of share farmed some land somewhere with other people for a while. And we moved out at the end of 1961. By that time, that land had been sold, and they'd bought enough land in the southeast to start broadacre
Down there.
farming. So, yes.
So the land, when it was subdivided, was that subdivided for housing or was there still
Yes.
some market gardening or?
No, that 17 acres on the Torrens was subdivided for housing, and the Ann Street was subdivided for housing as well. Whatever happens, if you look at it now, that is all housing. I've got the sort of advertising that was done of the house blocks, so you can sort of see how it was divided up at the time. The house that was the 1885 house that was on it, and that had been my grandparents', and where I'd had my first 2 years, that was just demolished because it didn't fit into the division up into blocks. It was smack in the middle of the property and in an inconvenient place, so it was just bowled over. But yes, it was subdivided for housing, and they had to give part of the river frontage for what's become the linear park now. So in that subdivision, there was already kind of a provision for a green space along the river.
Yeah, we had a border collie, Kelpie, Scotty, and because we had in the front part of the house there, we played cricket, and Scotty took to cricket like nothing on earth. He became the wicket keeper. Anything got past the batsman, he would catch or whatever, and then he'd run the ball back to the bowler. So drop the ball, race back, and get behind the wicket, and it went on. And if you nicked the ball, he never missed a catch. And Roger, who was very good with all animals, he got to the stage where he would pick the ball up quickly and bowl before Scotty could get back. So Scotty fixed him up. He used to drop the ball 20 yards away from Roger, and then so that Roger had to go and get it. And then we had him playing football. We didn't have actual footballs, but we used to have old beach balls, or if the beach ball perished, we'd put paper in them, and we'd throw him up, and he'd jump up in the air and hit it with his head. And
he'd be the ruckman.
He'd be the ruckman against, you know, Roger or I, and then it didn't matter which end it was. He always knew where the goals were, you know, and if it was bouncing along, he'd knock the ball and knock it with his head, you know, and knock it through the goals. So.
So he was the seventh brother, wasn't he?
But if the tractor started up, he was gone. No matter, he was that sheepdog in him. As soon as the tractor, if he heard it anywhere, he would just disappear, you know, and he would circle the tractor, you know, and as soon as it got started, he certainly wouldn't run around it all day.